When you go to your new place, or anywhere, do you greet the place? You don't have to do it out loud, but when I was in Australia and we were talking with these Aboriginal uncles there, and they said, when you go to a place, it's only polite. You wouldn't go to your friend's house and just, start having tea. You'd say, hello, thanks for having me. And I took that on, and now whenever I go to the beach or anywhere really, I'm like just quietly in my head acknowledging like I'm visiting somebody. It's like my most best fun neighbor to see. Walk to the edge of the water. That's very nice, that's good. You're already kind of being pummeled and impacted by all kinds of directions. But if you actually put your body into the water, so you're held by this larger mass that I can even comprehend, then I really think my body can understand, oh, here's the origin story. We are connected, you know, we are actually linked.
Desolate. It was like beyond the fringe. It was like the Wild West. Nobody wanted to come here. People didn't want to come here to go to the beach because it was like dead rats and turds in the water. For me, it's medicine. The ocean, it's the only thing going.
Now we don't want war, we want comfort, we want peace. That when we come to see his creation, we're just reminding him of his power. That is to let the power be made manifest in us. Enable us to achieve our dreams and our goals that we've set for ourselves. Some people go to the mountains to do that, come to the nation. They believe when they seek out creations like that, they know that God is really there.